We're going to have a quiz as we begin, so I need 5 volunteers. Who wants to come up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up you come. Now, this quiz is going to be a quiz about crowns and who should be wearing the crown. Okay, so I'm going to give you a piece of paper with someone who should be wearing a crown. Okay, so one for you there. Who's this? Can anyone see? There should be one on the screen. I forgot. Who's this? Anyone know who this is? Yes. Queen Elizabeth is our queen. Good. Next up, we have this one here. Who's this one? Anyone know? Any of the adults know who this is? Prince Charlie. Good. Next up, I'll be impressed if you get this. Who's this? Any adults know who this is? The third one along. Catherine the Great of Russia. Good. We've got 2 more. This one is a living queen. Who's this? Anyone know? Queen, I didn't know how to pronounce it. Queen Marguerite of Denmark? Something like that. And finally, super impressive if you know this one. Who's this? This is King Charles V of the Holy Roman Empire, who lived ages ago. Okay, so you stand there. I need 5 more volunteers. I'm going to give you a crown each. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Up you come. If you stand in a line there, I'll give you 1 crown and another. Oops. There we go. And if you want to turn so everyone can see your crown. Now we've got to match up whose crown belongs to who. So let's have the first picture up. This crown here, the first crown. Who does that belong to, do you think? Next slide. Queen Elizabeth. I think you're right. Let's have a look. Queen Elizabeth. Great. So do you want to come to Queen Elizabeth? That was the easy one. Next up. Here's a tiara. Who does that belong to? Anyone know? Catherine the Great. Hands up if you think Catherine the Great. Not many. Okay, let's have a look. Who does it belong to? Queen Marguerite. Do you want to come across to Queen Marguerite? Wherever she is. That's it. Next one. Do you want to hold it up so everyone can see? What's the next crown? Who does this belong to? Who do you reckon? Shout it out. Catherine the Great. Okay, we've got which Charles? The second Charles. Charles the Fifth or Catherine the Great? Charles the Fifth. Charles the Fifth of the Holy Roman Empire. Come across to Charles the Fifth. We've got 2 more. We've got a lovely big crown, if you want to hold it up, and we've got a blue balloon. Who does this belong to? Does it belong to Prince Charles or Queen Catherine? Who do you reckon? Queen Catherine. That's it. Let's move across to Queen Catherine. Good. And then if you want to hold that up, we've got the next crown, which is a blue balloon. Who does that belong to? It's got to be Prince Charles. I don't think we've got a picture of Charles with a balloon on his head, do you? Oh, we do. Okay. Well done. Have a seat. Thank you very much. You can keep them if you want. Keep them. Four of those 5 crowns are pretty impressive, weren't they? They're crowns you want to be wearing on your head. And if these are the crowns that the kings and queens in this world are wearing, you've got to think, how great is the crown that King Jesus is going to be wearing? How much better than those crowns is it going to be? All week, in all the different groups, we've been exploring who Jesus is. And we found out that he is the chosen, promised, rescuer king. The next slide, please. The CPR king. He's the king who has been chosen by God, who's been promised by God to come and rescue his people, to bring them life, to give them life. And then he's come to rescue them from their biggest problem, which is sin. That's our biggest problem. That's what the CPR king has come to rescue us from. So you've got to think, Jesus' crown must be the biggest, the shiniest, the heaviest, the most jeweliest crown ever. So, what crown is he wearing in today's Bible story? What do we see him wearing? Well, we see him wearing a purple robe. That's what kings wear. We see him wearing a crown. That's what kings wear. But what's the crown? It's a crown of thorns. That's not right, is it? That's not what King Jesus should be wearing. Not a crown of thorns. And how else is Jesus being treated? Is he being treated as a king should be treated? Not at all, is he? No. He's being struck on the head. He's being spat on. He's being mocked. People are calling out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews," but they don't really mean it. That's not right. That's not how the loving, powerful King Jesus should be treated. He should be treated as one with authority. People should be listening to him. They should be obeying him. He should be seated on his throne, ruling over everything. But instead, where is he taken? He's taken to a place called Golgotha and is laid on a wooden cross, and nails are driven into his hands and his feet, and is lifted up to die the most painful, most drawn-out death you could imagine. Jesus isn't put on a golden throne as he should be, but on a wooden cross to die. So why is this happening to Jesus? Why is he being treated in this way? Why is he put on a cross? Why is he wearing a crown of thorns? Well, as we've been exploring this week, we've seen that Jesus is the one with authority. He's the King of Kings, the one who should be wearing the crown. And we should be listening to him and obeying him, because he is a good king who gives us good and perfect rules to follow for our good, for our benefit. But we don't like that. We don't like Jesus being the king. So we say, "Shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your rules." We take the crown off of King Jesus and we put it onto our own head. We want to be in charge. We want to be the King of Kings, the ones with authority. And so we deserve punishment for rebelling against our loving King. We're the ones who deserve the cross, not King Jesus. But King Jesus is amazing. He doesn't want that for his people. He doesn't want to see his people take that punishment that they deserve. Even when they rebel against him, he loves them too much. And so King Jesus, mighty, powerful King Jesus, decided to do something about it. He came off of his throne in heaven to be put on a cross. He took off his golden, heavy, jewelry crown to put on a crown of thorns. He took the punishment for our sin so that we wouldn't have to. That's what we find out in a book of the Bible called Isaiah, which is written hundreds of years before Jesus came. But it's written about Jesus. Listen to this. You probably recognize this verse. "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has gone our own way." You see, we got shopping trolley hearts. Shopping trolley hearts. It sounds a bit weird, but you know when you're in a supermarket, you've got a shopping trolley, always the shopping trolley you've got has a wonky wheel, always. And so you see the end of the aisle, it's straight up, you want to get to the chocolate, don't you? That's where you want to go. So you push your trolley, but because your shopping trolley has a wonky wheel, you're veering off towards the fruit. No one wants the fruit. You want to go chocolate, but you keep going fruit. And that's like our hearts. We want to be going, we want to be obeying Jesus, but our hearts can't. They're rebellious hearts. They're shopping trolley hearts. So we keep veering off and disobeying God. That's what it means to be going our own way, like sheep. We go astray. We don't go as we should. Shopping trolley hearts. So we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, King Jesus, the iniquity, the sin of us all. The CPR King has taken our sin and has taken the punishment that we deserve. So that is why he's being treated as he's being treated. That's why he's put on the cross. That's why he's wearing the crown of thorns. It's for you. It's for us. It's for me. It's so that we can be forgiven. That's why he came, isn't it? I think one of your memory verses was this. It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Jesus has not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus has come to save sinners. He's come to save us. This is a king that I can follow. A king who loves his people so much that he would die for them, even when they rebel against him. We've heard good news, haven't we? We've heard great, great news. The CPR king has come to rescue his people, so he's died so that we can be forgiven. This is great, great news. But it's not what Jesus' disciples thought. They hadn't realized why Jesus had died. They thought that was that. Jesus is dead. He's been buried, and now there's absolutely no hope whatsoever. They were really hoping for a victorious king, but instead they got a suffering king, and a king who is now dead. So on the Sunday, three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and a lady called Salome, came down to put spices on Jesus' body, and they got the shock of their life. They expected to find a massive stone in front of the tomb, but when they got there, instead they found somehow this massive stone has been rolled away. And then they went into the tomb and they expected to find Jesus' body lying there, but instead they found the body wasn't there. This is a disaster. What has happened here? Why is Jesus' body not there? Has someone stolen it? Has someone taken it? What's happened? And then they see this man dressed in white sitting where Jesus' body should be. And this man in white gives the greatest news these women have ever heard. He says this, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified, but he's risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him." See, the disciples, they were looking for a victorious king. And they got a king who is more victorious than they could ever have imagined. You see, Jesus is victorious over sin and death. Our enemy, sin, has been defeated by Jesus rising again, so we can be forgiven. Our enemy, death, has been defeated by Jesus rising again, so we can have eternal life with Jesus in heaven. So how do these women respond to this brilliant news? Do they jump up and down with joy? Do they throw a massive party with the disciples? They don't, do they? They ran away scared, terrified, confused. This isn't the right way to respond to the good news, is it? They should be going out and telling everyone, look, Jesus is not dead, he's alive. The CPR king is won. He's our victorious king. But you know, that's not all. That's not all the good news. The news keeps getting better because Jesus is still alive today. Because 40 days after rising from the dead, he went up to heaven. And that's where he is now. Right now, he's in heaven. And he's seated on his golden throne, ruling everything with the crown rightfully on top of his head. That's where he is. And one day, every single person is going to recognize that Jesus is the one with authority, the one who should be wearing the crown. So here's the question for you. Here's the question for you. How are you going to respond? Are you going to be like those women? Are you going to respond rightly or wrongly? Where are you going to put the crown? Are you going to take it off of King Jesus and wear it yourself and say, I want to go my own way. I don't want Jesus to be my king. I'm going to keep my shopping trolley heart and go away from Jesus. I want to live with myself as my ruler. I want to be the authority in my life. Or are you going to live with Jesus as your king? The Rock Solids have had this memory verse this week. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." That's what Jesus tells every one of us to do. To repent. Believe who Jesus is. Repent. Take the crown off your head. Stop going your own way. Turn around and put the crown on Jesus' head. Go in his way. Follow Jesus, our CPR King. He's the one who has saved us, who has won the victory over sin and death. He, the victorious risen King, is the one worth following.